Welcome, everybody, back to A Kiss Like Yours.
We hope you had some blessings along the way this week.
Busy week. It was a roller coaster week.
It really was.
You know, I a really bad week at work for me.
Yeah, like on fire.
Yes. And it's just, you know, it's just the part where you're at the finish line and people are just like, I'm done. So everybody's real spicy right now.
Everybody's clawing their way to the end, rolling out a big project for you guys at work.
Yeah. So that's one thing. I know the other day, like, I come in just like on fire.
Yeah. I was even pre-gaming with the girls, like, okay, Dad's had a long day. I need everybody quiet. I don't want anybody screaming. Nobody ask him for anything.
Yeah.
You know, we had a little girl huddle before he walked in the door.
And then when I walked in,
powder puff huddle.
When I walked in, it was like the kids were way out of control. And so.
Oh, so it didn't go well.
It didn't go well. And, you know, I was thinking about it too. I was like, you know, and that, of course, that turned into a fight between you and I. But I was thinking, like, I was wondering if I had that time to cool off, if I was going into work and driving and had that time to cool off between.
From when you left the office to when you got home.
Yeah.
Would you be more receptive to a house on fire?
Yeah.
No. Because you're just not prepared for that. It's like any time you hear it and you feel it, that's just not what you want at all.
Yeah. So anyway,
we fought,
that
though?
Was a fight. Yeah, well, I don't know that it was a fight, but it put me in a mood. I was trying to be nice, but I still was kind of snappy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And I'm like, don't take it out on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were okay yesterday, and then you snapped yesterday because of the baby.
I lost it.
Well, because of Zoe. She's not a baby anymore.
She's our baby, but.
And so that led to a fight between us because you were snappy about potty training.
Yeah. And it's so funny because, like, one of the things I was excited to talk about was, like, how we got through the kitchen and didn't fight. But we did have little putazos along the way this week.
This week. No, but, yeah, like, that's what we wanted to talk about, you know, the remodel. We didn't have a blow up during the.
Yeah, I was like, we were talking about it. We spent so much time talking about things we did. And then after the fact, I was listening to it on Monday. And I was like, you know, we're talking about everything that we did. And I'm like, we kind of didn't bring up a big thing that we didn't do, which was argue.
Yeah.
At all throughout the process. And I think a big part of that is that when we are going to take on a big project or we do have something.
A decision.
Right. And we do have something major kind of making its way through the household. We take the time to sit down and talk about it. I like to scratch things out on paper. I love to have a list. If you know me, you know that I love lists. I don't like to do anything with them, but I like them. So they're I like to have them around and then I throw them away.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I think too, one of the bigger things is that particularly from a kitchen or construction or something like that big. Anything really big.
Mm-hmm.
If it becomes a off-the-cuff, emotional, snap, you know, decision. That's hard to not fight.
That's a recipe for a little bit of a disaster.
The kitchen for us was like 3 years.
Right. Like we had said, it was something that we wanted. We knew we would get to when the time was right, when the contractor was right, when the money was right. You know,
yeah.
All of it. A lot of things needed to line up.
And so, you know, and then we kind of talked about it too, is that Putting out the financial part really is key. Like putting that fire out before it even gets there.
Yeah, that's a big thing because that's another big thing that we don't fight about.
Right.
We don't always agree about what's going to go out or how much we should spend or why, but it's never anything that we have argued about. Blowouts. Yeah. You know, massive disagreements.
We talk a lot about money, though.
I can't believe you did that and didn't tell me, or you know what I mean? How much was that? We don't have that.
Yeah, but we talk a lot about money.
Right.
We talk a lot about money. Like, that's probably the biggest thing. let's talk. You know, the girls always want to talk, and we don't want to talk. Right,
and that's something that we were taught. So we'll get into that in a bit. Yeah. So I thought it was pretty crazy, you know, with the kitchen, all of this going through, yet no blowout.
We had like more design, and it was kind of fun. I'll be honest, it was fun. Like it.
And really, we took that whole time knowing we were going to do this project, and all we did was look at pictures.
Yeah. Pictures, scrolling through.
Oh, look at that. Look at this. And, you know, a lot of it was like none of the colors we liked or anything, but it was like a layout or maybe a fixture or a color. And we just looked at a bunch of things so that when time came down, we each kind of knew what we wanted. And then we each had an idea of what the other was looking for.
And I think I folded a lot too.
And then we kind of waved it together. We interweaved them.
I know. You interweave them. Son-in-law reference. Yes. So I think I gave up a lot too. Not so much right. that I gave up like, hey, you can have it, but I understood like
that this is my domain.
That's your domain, man. Like that's where I
live, basically. Well, I'm surprised my bed's not in there.
Yeah. And before you guys start yelling at us like, oh, what are you trying to say? Belongs in the kitchen? No, that's not what we're saying.
She spends most
of her time in the kitchen.
And I do enjoy being in the kitchen. I like to bake. I like to cook. I love to put together a meal. Do I want to do it three times a day, every day? No, I don't. Yeah. When I feel like I want to get in there, I want it to be nice and I enjoy it. Most of the time, I don't feel like being in there. But hey, we have two young kids. We're all home all the time. Like, you know, it's just one of those places you can't seem to tear yourself away from at the moment.
Yeah. And so, you know, I felt like I just said, okay, that's what she wants. Just shut up. You know, I remember telling myself that, just shut up. Like, just give her what she wants. It wasn't about the money, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah. So what do I have to complain about with our budget? Everything was lining up.
If it's within budget, we're not going crazy overboard.
Right.
Then just shut up and give her what she wants. Like, what's the big deal? You know, we're guys, so we want to be like the lead, and we want to make all the decisions, and we want to. But you know what? Just shut up sometimes.
Yeah, and then you pick your battle the other times because we plan to paint the house, and I said, oh, let's do a bright pink door, and you were like, no.
Yes. Yeah.
So like, oh, okay, all right, you know, okay.
Oh, that, like
we can get a masculine or a neutral, a non-binary color.
No, I'm just saying that's a really easy loss for you. That's nothing for you. Just pink door. Come on. You're sacrificing so much because you don't have a pink door.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. It's a give and take. It's a give and take. And the other thing was, I think we also kind of like mentally, for me, I know I'm mentally prepared. You guys know that I don't like things out of place. I mean, granted, any day of the week you come over to my house, you will find tons out of place. But that doesn't mean I like it. You know, I like, there's a home for everything and everything belongs in its home. It just doesn't seem to make its way there right now.
No, it does. It's just that we live here. I told you already. Live here.
Okay.
That means this is not a model home where you just show up and you just go, oh, everything's in its place. It's perfect. You know, have you ever seen a model home closet? Nothing in there. There's like three things in there. And then go, oh, look, this is where you put your stuff.
Yeah, and you look at it and you're like, my stuff wouldn't even fit in here.
Yeah, like what? Are you serious
right
now?
Who lives here? Nobody.
Yeah. Oh, so spacious. Yeah, because it's empty, right, stupid.
Right. I know. But I was telling myself before we got underway, look, self, nothing is going to be in its place. Everything will be out of place. Every home will be destroyed.
Yeah, so, especially during a construction project. Right. Come on.
So I'm like, so deal with it. Keep on your lesson path and plug along.
Yeah.
So that really helped me like not explode at you or kind of bubble over into anything else. You know,
mention from last week.
Which really helped me. But I thought that was kind of a big deal. So we didn't fight about the kitchen, but we fought about other things.
Right. Let's dive into what we wanted to talk about this week a little bit. You know, we got some feedback from the podcast that that question that come out mm-hmm. in the podcast, mm-hmm. right, from listeners. And they said, hey, you know, have you guys ever done therapy? And it is a great question.
Or counseling, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. counseling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a great question, number one. It's a great question. And number two, the answer to that is, yeah, we have been to therapy. We went to couples therapy through our premarital
yes,
process.
Did, mm-hmm, we did premarital counseling through our church.
As far as professional, like, hey, sit down and we're going to go through a therapy session.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like there's anything wrong, even if we were say, hey, let's go to therapy now.
Yeah, I was like
let's go, for sure, let's do it.
There was stuff I was looking at, you know, the church would put out every so often, like a couple's, you know, kind of like session weekend, you know, where it was like couples therapy
mm-hmm.
built into
like a retreat.
Weekend. Yes,
like
there retreat. You go. There you go, couples retreat.
Yes, let's do that.
I definitely want to do like the movie one, but I mean, that was the same thing.
Eden East. Is that the good one or the bad one?
Eden East
is the good one, but Eden West was like the singles one, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I can't.
Anyway, go ahead.
You.
Sorry.
You guys can let us know which is which. But yes, even there, you know, they had sessions one-on-one with their counselors,
yeah.
you know, their therapists. So that's pretty
no, cool. And
refreshers are always great. And I would love to do one with you soon, you know, as soon as we can, once things are safe and open up and available for us to do so. I would think it would be awesome.
Yeah. I'm down for a retreat. And or any type of therapy right now too, because here's the deal. Part of this podcast is, or one of the reasons why we started this podcast is because we all say that, you know, our family, our marriage. That's when you say, what's your number one priority? My family. What's the top things that are most important to you? My family.
Right. Your wives.
Your wife, your kids, you know, your husband, your significant other, whatever. Fill in the blank. Well, we say that, but when you look at our life, is that how we're really living the life?
Right. Spending your time and resources on.
Exactly. Because your number one priority is the thing that you spend the most time and money on a daily, monthly, yearly basis.
Right.
Wherever you're putting your most time and money, that is what your priority is.
Right.
Most of us is work. Right, we put our most time in it at work.
Yeah,
because
gotta pay
when
the
you
bills.
Yeah, when you think about it, right, where do you put your money at? Is it the house? Is it okay? Take the house aside. You need somewhere to right. live. Where else are you putting your money?
Right. Is it debt?
Yeah. Is it debt? Is it hobbies? Is it vacations? Is all these things? There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with that. What we're saying is, what's the priority? Where are you spending the most money? Because if right. you're saying you're going to spend the most money on family, or your priority is your family and your marriage, mm-hmm. then you should be putting the most time and effort into that, and that includes resources into
right.
that part.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example. We have during this time, we have tax returns coming up,
right?
Right? We have
stimulus is coming in now.
Well, some of us are getting some stimulus money
mm-hmm.
Because of COVID, which normally isn't the case. But
right.
usually people get tax returns, right? Which is a whole other deal. What are you doing with that tax money? Are you paying off debt? Well, if you're paying off debt, then we need to start figuring out the finances a little bit better to get you as close to zero debt as possible. But the principle being, don't just say, hey, I got cash. What do I
and
do
then
with
what
it?
What do I do? Right.
It should be.
There should be a plan in place.
I already know what I'm going to do with it.
Exactly.
I already know, because it's like, okay, now you are no longer, you don't have the choice, I'm going to say. If you said that your priority is your family and your marriage, then the choice is done for you already.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's where it goes first.
Right.
If that's taken care of, boom. Have a good time.
Right.
We'll see you when you get back.
Then you get a little splurge.
Even if it's for a weekend, or if it's for a night out, you know, do it. But make sure that your priorities are straight.
Right. And I think it's been very helpful for us to be able for you and I to sit down and always kind of navigate through where we're at a certain season.
Yeah.
Because we did spend that time in counseling. We had so many sessions before we got married, and then they saved a couple sessions for us for after we were married to follow up and kind of see how everything's going, see how everything's lining up. And really, it was a great opportunity to talk about what our vision was going to be for our future.
Yep.
And make sure that we discussed things today that were going to come up in years to come.
Yeah. And here's another way too. Like most people they say, okay, well, we're fighting, we're having troubled times, and now it's time for us to go to counseling.
Right.
Which is true. I mean, it's definitely a tool. It may work. It may not work. Right. It may expose some things. It may just say, hey, you know what? We're done. Like counseling has shown us like, yeah, we're done. Okay, fine. I'm sorry to hear that, but that's what it is. It was a tool you used. Mm-hmm. But it's also a tool to be used when everything is going well. And I think some people think that because it's going well, or because I'm happy, or because I don't feel like we're at a point where I want, you know,
where
like,
I need someone telling me what I need to do. I think things are okay the way they are. There's some things I'm probably hiding from my spouse that keep it this way. So I don't want that like, can opened.
I think it's definitely something that can be leveraged as a reinforcement of your strength. So if you're in a good relationship, you're strong in one spot and weak in another, you don't just ignore the weak stuff and just do whatever it is that you're strong, because then you're not really growing.
Exactly.
You actually concentrate on the weak stuff and then reinforce the strong stuff. Keep that up.
Right, because you're only as strong as your weakest link, right? Your fortress around your marriage, your relationship, anything that is that you have is only as solid as that weakest point.
So, yes, we have done counseling, but we also continue to grow on our own. So that's through reading. Like I've done a lot of personal growth books, leadership books. Right. That leadership helps with parenting. It helps with how I talk to you. You've done personal growth books. You know, the Babylon one that
yes. So I'm almost done with that. I kind of put it down for a little while and then I left it in the car because we went away and I meant to take it to read and then I haven't pulled it out of the car. But
you've done how to win friends and influence people, right? That we've Rich Dad Poor Dad, like these books that help you build within your relationship.
Yes.
So it doesn't always have to be something formal, because hey, you know, formal. For some folks, formal therapy is expensive. Yeah, and it's out of your budget. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. But that's just going to take you to be a little bit more disciplined, right? Mm-hmm. And get out there. I mean, especially now, the times that we have now, there is so much free information people are throwing out there like crazy.
All kinds of stuff.
Now, it's slippery slope, right? You have to kind of filter the good and the bad. But the point being, if you really dig that hard, you're going to find a lot of good things to go off of and to grow and to help, you know. And to like the kind of final thought I think on this is, when it comes down to it and you're getting into therapy, don't go in there thinking,
well, it's their job to fix everything.
Yeah. Like they're going to tell me what to do and then I'll be okay. Or they're going to tell me what's wrong with us, and then I'll be able to, okay. You have to go in there thinking, she's going to tell us what's wrong with us, and we have to do something about it.
Right. It's things have got to change. And also, for me, it's not a negative thing. If someone's oh, you know, we're going to couples counseling, people saying, oh my God, what's wrong? What did he do? You know, and no, that shouldn't be the case at all. It shouldn't be anyone did anything. It should be like, oh, we just want a little refresher, you know, we just want to make sure things are on the right track and we want to keep it that way, you know.
Or you just want to fight. Like go over there and fight, and a good fight, not a disrespectful fight. I'm talking like good fight, like hey, there's a moderator there like keeping you guys together, and you come out of there going like, hey, that was kind of productive.
Yeah,
and
we really needed to.
Yeah, we really need to get that stuff out of my. You know, sometimes it's embarrassing to say that stuff in front of either strangers or just somebody else. You don't want to air your dirty laundry, but that's what they're there for. They're there to be that helping ear to say, okay, here's maybe something you're not thinking of.
Right.
You know, I would love to be a therapist, but I mean, that takes a special person.
There's a lot of different forms to practice there. I don't know that I would send you back to school for therapy.
No, I'm saying I don't think I'm the type of person that can be like a professional therapist.
No.
I'm a very.
You just said I would love to be a therapist.
No, I would love to do it. I just don't think I have like the mindset for that. Because I'm a very fix it person.
I was going to say yes, but I'm a very logical, the proper bedside manner. Yeah. Let's say to
you've heard us on here
to
like
get the point across.
I'm a very like this has to logically work,
right?
And so when I go to a therapist, they're very by the book. Okay, they're very like, you know, Freud's book or whoever, you know,
whoever's out there. Mind yeah.
They
got to
do the exercise and you're projecting and all kinds of stuff and like. I find that stuff fascinating, right? I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm projecting. What am I doing? Like, what?
Right.
You know, how do I fix it? You know. Anyway, but I think it's an interesting profession. It takes a special person to really do it at a high level.
Yep,
but
I agree.
The point being, like, use it as a tool. Use it as a tool, and there's nothing wrong to go to going to therapy. Maybe we should go to therapy. I think it's a good idea. I think we should go.
I think we should too, but like I've been wanting to do a couples retreat with you, so I'm just kind of waiting for the time for that to roll around, like where it's safe and we can go away for a weekend and
that's a little therapy. Bit more uncomfortable for me. I would rather be in a therapist's office.
Oh no, I'll just tell everybody
because look, it like we're guys.
He tried to tell me what to do.
Yeah, we're guys. We want to be like we don't want to do like the kumbaya, like, you know, sensitive, emotional stuff.
That would be fun. It could be fun.
There's value in that, okay. You know, but.
Fine. I'll book us on the couples retreat when I find it. You book us a therapy session.
A sesh.
A clothed
sesh. That's a different sesh. Yeah. The real seshes are better than therapy. I tell you that.
But
you know, that's my therapeutic.
Yes, we have done therapy, and yes, we fight.
Yeah, but that's my therapeutic. What do you call opinion or what's
your
two cents?
Yeah. Yeah,
just have a sesh. You guys will be fine.
Oh gosh, that doesn't fix everything long term. Okay, that's a Band-Aid. That's a Band-Aid, hey. and in some cases that could be a Band-Aid over like a gushing wound. So it's not gonna do much. Not gonna do much.
At least for a couple hours, you guys like each other.
It's gotta be meaningful. You gotta have like a deeper connection.
Of course.
I think for that to stand the test of time. Which, hey guys, it's kind of been a big weekend for us. We had a big milestone coming up. Speaking of time.
I know.
Time together.
12 years. 12 years together.
12 years.
Not okay, so 9 married. Our anniversary this year is our 10th year anniversary, but so 9 married, 12 together.
Yes.
Now, is it okay? So we don't really celebrate our like together.
No,
we acknowledge it.
We acknowledge it. Like, oh, you've been my boyfriend this long.
Am I still your boyfriend?
No,
I don't think so,
no,
right?
No, I don't want a boyfriend. I want a husband. I want my man.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
No, it's not a boyfriend, but I still like dating you, you know?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, you still have a boyfriend. Like, we still, it's just sometimes I'm your husband. Sometimes I'm your boyfriend. Like, no. We could do a little role play, you know?
Well, no, I like being married. Mm. I really, really like being married. So I just prefer to have
nothing wrong with me being your boyfriend.
I
just
prefer to have my husband. But if, I mean,
there's a different weight on it now for sure.
I know.
But hey, what if I was your boyfriend for like 10 years? That's fine, right?
No, not for me.
Not for you.
That's not something that I would want. I mean, sometimes other people are like, I don't want to be married. Okay, that's cool. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But if you do want to be married and you have a boyfriend for like 10 years.
Then it's a problem.
Yeah. Then he's not the one.
Yeah. But it's like, but it's really weird because I think I've said this before. Like, I remember being pregnant and going to the doctors and a bunch of different questions, a bunch of different paperwork and all that. Are you married? Are you single? Are you married? Like, there's a lot that they ask if you're married a lot. And I kind of feel like if I wasn't married, I think I would be bothered by going through all of this as an unmarried woman. But I think that's just me. Like, yeah. How I am, yeah, I think emotionally.
It's just part of your craziness.
That was something that I wanted. I didn't want to just, you know, float through life and, you know, whoever's my flavor of the month type thing. I wanted, like, a solid relationship. I wanted to be married.
Yeah. No, I think that's good, though.
That was big,
I mean,
for me.
That's just you. Some girls don't even want to be married. They
exactly.
just
want. No, that's what I'm saying. And then there's like a lot of couples that are just like, ah, oh, you know, we're together. It's he and I. We're committed. We don't need paperwork. We don't need a label. You know, that's fine for them.
For them, yeah.
You know,
hey, whatever. Yeah. To each his own. I mean, exactly. I don't agree with it, but sure. If that makes you happy, then
whatever,
go for it.
Whatever makes you happy.
Otherwise, you better put a ring on it, brother.
That's right.
Better
that's
put a right. ring on it. Lock it down. You know, it was funny because, you know, we had our fights, but we made up, you know, right? So, mm-hmm. like, that kind of stuff is different with your, I think married couples have the best sex by far.
Oh, for sure.
For sure they have for the best sure. sex. People are like, oh, well, you don't have sex when you're a married couple.
Yeah, the same person forever. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. When you, like them. When you like the person,
it's really good.
there's things you can't do with your boyfriend that you can do with your wife. You can't do that kind of crazy stuff with.
You don't do it with your boyfriend. You only do it with your wife. Is that how it goes for you?
Well, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Just saying. What, like a one night stand. You can't go crazy with a one night stand. It's just weird.
Yeah. You know? I would say so, yes.
And then you learn with your wife, you learn how things go. Mm-hmm. You know, you learn how what you like. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, boom, like
then it's on.
Then it's connection. There's a connection there,
right? That's what I'm saying. Like, I love being married.
It's and, a different. And it's build, a different
building
vibe.
That foundation that you have, you know, together, and that like that solid. What am I looking for? Connection, I guess.
Yeah, it's a different vibe.
It totally is. Totally is. So go to therapy and get your vibe on. Get your connection on.
I thought we moved on from therapy.
No, we did. I just did a mini throw.
Are we going to go to therapy now?
Well, you're the one that wants to.
I just think it's a good idea.
Okay, well, fine. Then I'm going to delegate that one to you. You want us to go to therapy? Then go ahead.
I think I can get it for free through work. Ooh. At least a couple sessions. I think we can get it done for free.
All right. Well, that's fine. I mean, we can also look maybe, up through church and see what's offered. That's if I was going to pick a retreat, that's what I would do. I would do a retreat through church because those are the ones that I see. And yeah, those are the ones that I'm like, oh, I really like to do that because it's very important for me to also continue to build on our spiritual foundation. So that's what I would choose for us.
Yeah. And we should look at my benefits or something to see if some people accept insurance, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. We'll give you guys an update to see what kind of insurance, like, how does that work?
What them bennies cover.
Yeah. Let's take a look-see. We got to do some research on our therapy options.
Yeah. So before we even got into there, though, we did have some fights. We did have some fights this week.
Of course, we fight.
Yeah. It happens. So my last nerves that I had, they were all trampled on already this week. And I was just so fed up. I feel like we are getting the biggest run for our money with trying to get Zoe out of her pull-ups. And I'm like, we are beyond time. Like we're a year behind where we were with Alaya. And a part of it was like me not wanting to go through the fight and then me trying and seeing that she wasn't ready and then trying again and seeing that she wasn't ready. And now I'm like, she's got to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just so worn out. And I know you were trying to, I suppose, offer a solution, the fact that you were here now and I could step away. But really, I was just pissed and I had told you, I'm like, that's it. I'm done. Like, I've had it. I am so done. And you're like, then leave. So then I get mad at you.
I didn't say leave. I said, Well, why don't you just go somewhere?
Oh, no. You didn't say it's so calm and collected.
No, I said, why don't you go somewhere? Why don't you go somewhere? Like, get out of here. And yeah. You're like,
what you said was, get out of here. You need to go somewhere.
Yeah, that's get out of here. You need to go, like, step away. And you're like, well, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, I'm like, no, tell you, me don't, to you go. Don't come over here and then just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Kicking me like, out of my own house.
This I was guy. Like, fine, I'm over here trying to help. And you're giving me attitude like I'm trying to tell you what to do.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny.
As I'm looking up, I'm like, you're being mean. You're such a meanie.
I know. After the fact.
So you snapped at me because I was trying to help you.
But I didn't feel like you were trying to help me. I just felt like you were just trying to tell me what to do. And I'm like, I don't need you to tell me that I need a break, okay? I know I need a freaking break.
Yeah, but you thought that I was like kicking you out of the house.
Yes,
like,
that was the other thing. Yeah. And I'm like, fool trying to kick me out of my own house.
You thought like, I was like, well, get out of here then.
Yeah, I thought you were kicking me out of the house. I'm like, what?
That's some big therapy we had to go to if I was doing that. It's a lot of therapy.
Yeah, I'd say. Jeez.
I like it, though. That's a funny story. That's one of those things where you just go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, at the time, we're at each other's, like, rawr, you know?
Tensions were high. And then potty train is just freaking. And I think it's just because Zoe is so defiant that it's really driving me nuts. It's really driving me nuts, as you can tell. I mean, we just had a massive blowout over it because I'm so pissed off because my child won't use the freaking toilet. So
she's right there.
So and mommy needed a break.
She'll say, we'll say, hey, well, you know, do you want to go to Disneyland? Yeah. When it opens? Yeah, yeah. Okay, go potty. No, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And, why not? And, I don't want to.
And we know that she has to go because she'll come to us and she'll say, can I please have my night diaper?
Yeah.
And we're like, she wants a diaper. It's noon. No, we're like, no, you want to go. Let's sit you down. And she will hold it. And hold it and hold it and hold it.
She's on the toilet, like, shaking her legs because she has to go. I'm like, just let it out.
Yeah.
Just go. She says, no, I don't want to.
Yeah. So that's been torture. So, like I said, mommy's nerves are fried.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had another positive session for Elia's new T-ball
team. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You know?
Oh my gosh.
So how do you feel now that the kid is out and, you know, on a T-ball team?
I think it's so cute. Like, it's so good for her. And I remember early on being like, I do not want to be a T-ball mom. I don't. It drives me crazy. Like, and it's, you know.
What's a T-ball mom?
Well, I just didn't think that T-ball would be fun. I didn't want to.
Well, it's not fun.
I didn't want to put her in it because I'm like, it's one kid that's going to hit the ball. Everyone's going to run and gather themselves around the ball. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh,
well, you
want to
be stealing bases out there?
Yeah, I was just going to, I was going to skip. I was going to level up. You know, we were just going to bypass T-ball and
look,
and move
just
on.
Because you were a good baseball player doesn't mean that you get to, your daughter gets to skip T-ball because she knows nothing of what you know.
Yes.
And I was good too.
Have learned that. Yes. In watching her. She's out there and I'm like, is that my kid? Is that my kid?
Come on. She's learning.
She's doing great though. But it's so funny because, you know, the coach tells them ready position and then they all like bend over all, you know, and some of them just have their
they're
legs
all noodled.
Straight. Their arms are straight, but their gloves are touching the floor.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. But what's even better is... our girl, she's so sensitive and she has such a flair for the dramatic, right? And she totally gets this from me. This is my kid. So she hits the ball. She runs
no,
first.
No, not just hits anything.
That's true. But what I noticed, because I wasn't there in the beginning. So what I noticed was she hits the ball. She gets to first. She looks over. She gives a thumbs up. The next girl comes up. So Elia runs to second. She gets there and she's like doing the heart sign for me, like sending a heart for her to me. And I'm like, dude, you're on second base. Like,
pay
focus.
Attention. No, for me, it was every time she got like they were doing ground ball drills.
Yeah.
And she had to turn around and give me a thumbs up every single time. Like, did you see me, Dad? Did you see me, Dad? Like, yes, I saw you. I'm looking. I'm right here. I'm staring. I'm here.
Yes.
Okay. Like, I'm looking at you. Don't worry.
Right.
But she just, I think it's because she doesn't know
what
to
she's
do.
Doing yet.
So she's like, did I do it right? You know, like she's not really into it. She just wants to like make us happy, basically. So I'm sure, you know, when she learns more and more, she'll get more into it. But, you know, we had fun too, because, you know, that's kind of a Saturday thing. But we practiced out here at the house, mm-hmm. In the rain. And she has her new swing out, her new tree swing. So she wanted to stop. Hey, Dad, can we do a couple swings? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then she went for the tree swing. I was like, no, not that one. I thought you meant the tee. Like, you swing the tee. No, I mean.
And remember, she was asking during the week, Mom, am I going to do my tee today? We're yeah. like, what? My tee? Oh, you mean tee ball? Yeah, yeah. She didn't quite get the whole name.
She hopped right on that tree swing, and she was going before I even was able to say no. She was up there. She threw her glove up in the air, jumped on the rope, and she was already swinging before I could even say anything.
Before you even caught on to what was happening.
I'm like, no, wrong swing, girl. Wrong swing.
But I love it. I'm really excited for her to just get out there and feel that sense of sportsmanship and learn, you know, learn how to take your losses, right?
Yeah.
And just grow and develop. And another thing that I find really encouraging in going through this is just the fact that we get to be there for her, you and I together, encouraging every time she looked up, every time she needed, that little bit of, what do you call that? Just knowing that someone was there, that confidence, right? That little boost of confidence. And that's something that I really want. And I have been telling myself, I know it's been really funky, like this past year, you know, we're coming up on a year of how all of a sudden, you know, we were shut down here in the state. And then
it's been a year.
Gradually things are starting to open back up. But that whole time, you know, it had just been us and everyone was trying to navigate their way through it. And for me, I'm just like, okay, you know, we did what we did. It was a high anxiety for me early on in the beginning with the unknown and what's going to happen, knowing that, you know, you and Aliyah do have upper respiratory issues, like as it is, you know, all of that was very scary to me in the beginning. But now that we're coming around the end of it, I want to make sure that I'm not just like getting through certain things. I really want to make sure that my priorities...
You're soaking up the
right,
time.
I want to soak up and I want to get through the right things. I want to get through the cleaning. I want to get through the time that I need to be on the computer for bill pay or, you know, other stuff. There's get through the laundry. Yeah. But I don't want to get through my children's childhood.
Yeah.
I want to be there. I want to be present. I want to enjoy it, you know, and take in all those little moments and give her that as much as I can. Because there will be a time where she won't need it from me. She won't want it from me. She won't need it from me. And I won't be there.
Yeah, but then you have me. Hello.
No, you know what Hello. I mean. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. No, I think it's great advice. So, and that goes
so
with...
So I'm learning to...
Yeah, of course.
In tea.
I know, tea. You're learning how to be tea mom.
Yeah.
I think that's just with all stages of you know, parenting is you have to enjoy that stage where you're not sleeping. And then as much as we hate it, like we have to enjoy kicking ourselves in the butt for this potty training stuff.
And like, it's very hard for me too also. And I think it's very hard for Zoe too, because we're flipping that switch. She's going from baby child to big kid now.
Yeah.
And it's
from toddler to kid.
Yeah. And that's very hard on me emotionally.
Yeah.
It's exciting, but it's still very bittersweet.
Right. Right. No, I think it's a good point, but we have to enjoy that part, even though it sucks. We know one thing, she can hold it. So as soon as she's comfortable, holy crap, we're not going to have any accidents because that girl can hold it.
Yeah.
But she can hold it all day long, literally.
But once she gets the hang of it, I don't think it's going to be that easy for her to lock it up like so. But another thing we got to enjoy this weekend was I got to enjoy with you a little bit of
my world,
your de-stress zone.
Yeah. Tell me about that. So
it was very high stress for me.
So I took you fishing. which, you know, we've gone fishing before.
I went shore fishing with you one time.
Yeah. And, but, well, no, we went fishing out in Miami.
Oh, that, yes. Before, yes, yes, for our, honeymoon, we got to stop in Miami for, we spent a little time there before we boarded our cruise. And, I know that you're big into fishing. So we got on one of those. It was big. What would you call it?
It was a charter boat, you know, we were out of Fort Lauderdale actually at that time.
Yeah.
But, we
got seasick.
Yeah.
I didn't actually like physically get sick. I felt very sick, but thankfully I was able to
keep it down.
Yeah.
But you did catch fish. You caught more fish than we did that day.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. I did catch a fish that time. So I had gone with you before.
Yes.
Fishing.
Yes.
So I did that boat one with you in Florida. I did the shore fishing with you for our anniversary.
Yes. And then today we went off the jetty.
Yeah.
So.
Don't like the jetty.
Don't like the jetty?
Don't like the jetty. So, more like the Getty. Very ghetto.
Hey, some artists have made their the best of their opportunities, let's just say, over there.
Yeah, and some people have also made a home and a landfill of that place. And that really disgusted me. And
yeah, I don't understand that.
Initially, that took away a lot of the fun.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, why do you leave trash?
Seriously, you're going to go to the beach and have some drinks. Like, do you have to break the bottles? Do you have to shove the Pacifico box in between the rocks? Are you that lazy to where you just can't put your bottles back in and take it back?
Like, yeah.
It's so gross.
Yeah, that's
so
bad.
So gross. It really is.
But, you know, at a certain point, you know, it gets a little better down the road when you have, you know, when you're out further out in the jetty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the jetties are just a bunch of big boulders. Yeah. So we had to climb. We were climbing through the boulders and, you know.
A little bit of an active rest day.
Yeah. And so we were there having it. It was an adventure, okay?
It was.
So we got to our fishing spot and we started, you know, getting the lines wet. But so tell me about that.
So it was peaceful in the sense that we got to be out there in the fresh air. It was nice. It wasn't overly hot. It was a little overcast. The sun kind of did come out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really cool to be there, just kind of dream building with you, you know, seeing the different boats go by and,
yeah,
and watching the seagulls fight and
yeah,
just hanging out. And I know
that
it's
thoroughly entertaining, right?
Yeah. I know that it brings us so funny, those stupid birds. it's so funny. Watching them though. I mean, this bird fight, this was at the end. We were getting ready to leave and we saw a seagull. It swooped up on a fish. I mean, it caught a fish. We didn't catch any fish.
Yeah.
But you know, it had to eat. So.
Tiny little, it looked like a goldfish, tiny little thing.
So it scooped it up and it had it in its mouth and then it just put it on the rock. Like, hey guys, look what I got, you know? And then a couple other birds started like, well, if you're not going to eat it, then I'm going to eat it. And it was, you know, shooing them away. And then one of them came and swooped in on him, stole his lunch. Then he went after it, attacked it, got his lunch back, brought it back and then just like plopped it down.
Yeah.
He was hoarding.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said it reminded you of your mother-in-law. Like, I'm going to need this later. I don't need it now, but I'm buying it now, and it'll just be for later.
What are you saving things for, Mima? What are you saving it for?
It was the Mima goal. It was really funny. So that was cool. But casting out with you, like, that was really fun. And like I said, just being out in the fresh air, just kind of hearing the waves,
the water. That's my thing. Like, we have that Calm app, you know, and the Calm app, you get to buy the waves crashing.
I love
the
rain sound.
Yeah. And so for me, it's the crashing waves that I guess relax me. I don't know, but I can spend all day on the jetty just. It's very quiet, but the noise, the white noise, the just the normal, just environmental noise is so soothing.
Yeah. It's really cool to be out in nature. You know, you really need to do that every so often. Just like when we went a couple weekends ago and we just walked up Euclid and we were just out in the dirt with the trees. And, you know, it's like, God, you just need to be out there and see that. Just see natural life. For a little bit.
Plus, you know, it was strategically placed as we were talking about boats, of course.
Right.
So we're seeing all these boats and we're like, oh, I want that
Look
one.
Look at that
I want
one. That Tell one. Me about I'm that like, one. I'm like, oh, well, I like this. Like, oh, let's get a Jungle Cruise boat. Let's just get one of those.
Oh, geez. I can't fish off of a Jungle Cruise boat.
Oh.
No.
Oh, really? You could fish off a rock. You're telling me you can't fish off an actual boat? I'm not buying that one.
I mean, you can. Like, is it Come physically on, we saw possible? Someone fishing of course. Off
a Sea-Doo.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you. I mean, is it physically possible? Yes. If I had a fishing pole and it was on one of those boats that I can put, of course. Mm-hmm. But is that no? That's not really what it's for. It's just for cruising. It's just you know.
But I have
to say, it's for cruising the jungle, of course.
Of course, of course. I know
the backside of water.
What was I thinking? What was I thinking? The next time I go with you, I want to go shore fishing. If I'm going to be
you miss the beach, waves crashing.
I want to feel the water and the sand on my little toes.
Yeah,
I
like so that this,
squish of
the jetty. Soft, you get the waves sand. Hitting the rocks,
right?
Which is a different sound, soothing sound, but different. Mm-hmm. And then you know, at the beach, you get the waves kind of crashing down. So,
and I just want to be able to walk in it. Like if I feel like wetting my feet, then I want to do that. If I want to be on the soggy sand, mm-hmm. I want to do that. If I just want to hang in a chair with you, you know, I want to do that. I like having that type of option. I feel like if I'm going to be by water, like I'm missing out on an experience, not being able to like wet my feet and feel the sand kind of thing. Mm. I mean, granted, I hate it gets everywhere, but at the moment, like it still feels good.
Yeah. And then you worry about that later on.
Exactly.
No, I get you. No, but for me, it was cool just to hang out with you, and we have the lines are wet, and then we just watch the boats go by. I did get a little nibble. We didn't catch anything, but it got a nice little nibble there.
About to catch a virus from all the trash that was over there.
Jeez. Can't do that. That's not how it works.
That's how it works.
So the trash just sits there and then becomes virus and then you get it.
I mean, that's probably there. Everyone's blaming China. No, the COVID came from the freaking trash hidden in these rocks over here. These nasty asses just leaving their stuff behind. Socks and containers and...
I'm
not going to say it. There's broken glass everywhere. And you're like, watch this, watch that. I'm like, I don't want to touch anything. I'm not touching any of this AIDS glass.
I'm like, why are you paying attention to the glass?
Because it's everywhere. And no, I don't know who broke it and what they were doing it ended up in pieces.
It's a broken bottle, right?
I told Artie, I said, don't bring my children here ever unless you want to show them what happens when you make bad decisions in life and this is where you're going to end up living.
Yeah, but look it. There's boulders, huge boulders, and they're kind of some parts are pretty jagged. And you have to pay attention to where you're putting your foot. So why are you even looking at the glass? You're like, oh my God, look at that glass.
Because it's everywhere and it's dirty and I'm not a woman. Everywhere. Of course I'm gonna notice all that stuff.
It was in that particular spot. It wasn't everywhere. You're not just walking
in. That glass was not in its proper home. Okay? I like things to be in the proper home and nothing there was in its proper home. All right?
I gotta post a video of you walking back on the jetty.
In my face.
You're all pissed it's off.
Probably all terror.
Yeah, it was okay. So you were fun when we were, I mean, when you were walking out there, you were pissed when you were walking out there. Then we got to our spot and we were fishing and you were fine. Like you were having a blast. Right.
I mean, I wish I would have brought my little Lysol wipes and wiped down my rock, but you know, it's cool. It's outside.
You're serious.
I would have totally wiped down my spot. I don't know what people do there.
Babe, you would have just tore up a wipey. Like that wouldn't even.
I don't care. I would have done it. It would have been like, oh, this is a sanitized rock. 99% germ-free.
Why don't you just bring your thieves bottle and spray it?
I didn't know I had to. I thought I was going to the beach. I didn't know I was going to a rock landfill.
I said jetty.
I don't know what that means. Do you think I understand maritime verbiage?
That's not maritime verbiage.
I get seasick looking at water. Do you think I would know what a jetty is? Come on. Know your audience.
You know
We've
that jetty?
We've been together for 12 years.
You know that Obi-Wan Kenobi jetty?
That's the only jetty I know. Okay. So you just... Now I see where you go to unwind, and I wanted to see that.
That's one of the spots. Next time I'll go to a different spot.
I want to go shore fishing with you because our broke asses aren't getting a boat, anytime soon.
I know, it's so funny. We were watching all the people with the boats and they like walk by.
We're like, oh, they got the peasant boat.
Yeah. We're walking, we're waving them. They're probably waving like, look at these weak ass.
Look at these poor little peasants.
These broke asses can't afford a boat and I'm on a boat. And then I'll be like, when we get a boat, we're going to be like, remember when
that was us?
Yeah, and that was us. We couldn't. Yeah. Anyway.
It's okay. You got to start somewhere. Got to start somewhere. There's nowhere to go but up, baby.
They got these beautiful boats, right? Beautiful boats. But I bet you they ain't got that stuff paid off. That's just, the bank still owns that mother effer right there.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Who knows?
We're chopping out the debt, guys. We're chopping down this debt. We're getting close. We're getting close.
Yeah, we had a pretty big week. You know, it started out kind of rocky, jetty. We had a jetty of a week, guys. Now that I know what it is, shit.
And you're over here going, and then you're putting your hand down like if you're going down, you know, El Capitan. And it was like this tiny little step.
I have smaller legs than you do, you giraffe. My goodness.
It was like no bigger than a normal step at a house.
I don't have normal size legs. Okay. Normal for you is not normal. Listen, for me. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that.
What's Willow's wife's name?
Kaya.
No, Kaya.
Yeah.
Listen, Kaya.
Stop. Anyway, the week was crazy, guys. It started off nuts, but we got a lot knocked out. We have very little dishes back in our kitchen. I haven't undertaken that. I'm like, oh, it's nice and clean. I'm not putting anything in there.
Yeah.
But we did make some huge leaps this week financially, kind of like what we were talking about earlier. We'll tie
priorities.
It up with that.
Priorities.
Know, setting down the priorities. We got to knock
stick
out
to it.
A lot of things and just... It feels really good to be able to do that, to pay off big chunks of things that have been hanging around for a little while, to free up that cash, to snowball it into the next adventure and the next plan.
Yeah. And if you don't know what we're talking about and you have some debt you want to pay off, Dave Ramsey has a book called Total Money Makeover. If you guys haven't heard about it, definitely go check that out. Yep. Read about it.
He's got a podcast. You can catch little snippets on YouTube.
It's what we're trying to get to. We're getting there.
So close.
It's not easy.
It is not.
But it's definitely worth it when you start getting that cash flow back, when that money's not going to a credit card, when that money's not going to a car payment or a loan of a student loan or, you know, you name it, whatever type of debt that you've got. It feels good. It feels good. And you know, you feel a little more free. It's really hard to just be like, hey, what? It's really hard not to like blow it, you know, and go hey, what are we doing now? Like, now we got some extra cash coming in. Like, what do we do with it? Hey, stick to the plan, guys. Stick to the plan. And
that feels good too. Like, I was out there this weekend, right, on the ride. I decided, you know, since you tried to evict me from the house, I did take a moment and say, you know what, I am gonna go take a ride, though. I do need to blow off some steam. And we just paid off the Peloton this week.
Yeah.
So my goal was like a year. We did it in a little under a year.
Yeah.
So that worked out really nice. But to be out
there. The Peloton, it's 0%, right?
When we did get it with 0% interest. So it was just, you know, it's not like we were paying
extra. Yeah, but
extra.
It's a payment,
we were paying
though.
For it. But that's just it. It was just a payment that I didn't want to make anymore. And then a part of that guilt would set in with me if I didn't get on it. It's like, well, I'm paying for it. I need to use it now. I'm like, now I own that shit. I can sit there and collect dust like all my other workout gear.
No, we ride.
But it felt really good to know, like, yeah, like, this is done.
Yeah.
Done and dusted, paid for.
All right.
That felt really good. But, you know.
Stick to the plan.
I'll just stick into the plan. I'll just stick into the plan. Stick into the plan. So what's the plan for next week? What do we got going on now?
Well, I mean, you know. We have to do some research on some of the bannies.
On therapists.
Bannies.
That's on you, baby.
That's fine. I think it's good information, Nick. If we start kind of piecing together therapists and the benefits and how, like, maybe some financial options of how to get therapy and that, things like that. Maybe we get Dr. Carla Michelle back on the podcast.
Maybe. I think that would be nice.
But I think mainly the principle behind the therapy is just keep working on the relationship, guys. You know, work on yourself, because most of the time, when you have issues with your relationship, most of the time, if you work on yourself and then that other person works on themselves, it gets better.
Right. You get in a little.
It gets better.
You get more in a harmonious type of situation. Yeah. Your relationship isn't on a jetty.
Yeah. It's not all jetty. It's not a jetty relationship.
Yeah.
But most of the time we go, oh, well, she has to do this and he has to do that.
Right.
You know, she needs to fix herself. Yeah. Well, she does, but let her do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to fix yourself.
Right.
So, you know, reading. Getting around the right people.
That's really big, your association.
Yeah, like...
It's really big.
We don't have a bunch of single friends. Most of our friends are...
committed.
Yeah, are in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have single friends, or when you have a lot of single friends, then those single friends go, hey, let's go hang out. Hey, let's go
girls' night,
or hey,
guys' weekend.
It's Saturday for the boys. Saturdays are for the boys, right?
Right.
Which is there's nothing wrong with that, but at a certain point, it can be troublesome.
Right, and also too, if you're single and you have a bunch of married friends that are like, oh my god, don't do it.
Yeah,
that's not helpful either.
I mean, they're most of the time they're just kidding. You know, they're your friends, whatever. They give you a hard time. Don't do it. But, you know, at a certain point, it could be, again, also very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, most of our friends are couples, and that's fine. We have a few single friends, and I hang out, and I talk to them just like anything else.
Right.
But it is a good association when you have other couples that are doing the same thing that you're doing, trying to get better with themselves, trying to get better financially, trying to get better, you know, with their families, and... you know those people. You can talk to those people and you can share notes like, hey, this is what I found. This is what you did. Hey, tell me what you did. Oh, that's good. I'm going to try and implement that. That's bad. Hey, guys, I screwed up. Don't do that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Or we fought about this. Yeah, us too. We fought about that too.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to share. It's nice to be able to be vulnerable and know that you're not alone.
Yeah. And that's part of the reason why we share it. We share a lot on this podcast. We share a lot on this podcast on purpose, because I feel like the more real that we can be, the better the podcast is. Yeah, the better the podcast is. Maybe it's airing our dirty laundry. Maybe some of this stuff is really none of your business. Yeah, you're probably right. But there's going to be that couple, and this is why I love doing the podcast. It's happened a handful of times now where couples start asking us questions.
Right.
Couples start saying, hey, what did you do about this? Or we even had a couple say, you know what? My marriage is going down and my husband, because of your podcast, me and my husband are going to work on our marriage. Oh, podcast done.
Exactly.
If we never did an episode, I feel like this podcast is a success. Yes. If we never did another episode. But every once in a while, we get these little questions. And for me, that is just so valuable for me and so rewarding to me that you guys are listening and then you're questioning yourself, you're questioning your relationship, and you're wanting to get better. You're wanting to be happier. You're wanting to take care of your finances. You know, that's what this podcast is about. Because, again, I'll reiterate, in my opinion, we both come from broken marriages. So I feel like the more that we can sit here and talk on a weekly basis for an hour, oh, I'm sorry, you can't give up an hour of your time, but you can go watch a 3-hour football game.
Right.
You can go watch, what's that trashy crap you like to watch?
90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah. For 2 hours, you can watch that. You know, oh, you know exactly what's going on with the Kardashians, but you can't tell me what's wrong with your marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you know, like, don't tell me, you know, anyway.
Little bits of effort.
Yeah, little bit of effort goes a long way.
Absolutely.
And even on a consistent basis. So if you're one of our avid listeners and you come in and you are, you know, listening every week, then you're getting at least a little bit of fun, maybe a little laughter, maybe a little like, huh, you know, that's me too. And I feel like that's another part where we just go, we feel like we have a unique situation where you don't know my husband or you don't know my wife. No, we don't need to know your wife because we probably are experiencing something very similar.
Exactly.
And we can learn from each other and do things to help each other to get through that rough time. Because, again, we've said this before, either you're going to get through a rough time and you're going to come out stronger, or you're not going to have a rough time. You're doing well and everything's fine. It's coming. That rough time is coming.
Because so that's the way it goes.
It's cyclical.
It's a give and take. It's a give and take. So gear yourself up for those. We did get to have a little bit of fun too. I want to say, like, we did enjoy some fun family movies this weekend that the girls really had a blast with. So if you guys are needing some heartwarming, some little, what do you call those? Little tearjerker moments. I totally recommend Yes Day. I thought that was amazing. I can't wait to plan one for us.
It was corny.
And I have been I had been hearing about this for so long because I have heard her talk about this book for years and I've been wanting to get it and wanting to do one ourselves, but I thought that was awesome. Netflix, Yes Day. And then we saw Raya and the Last Dragon on Disney Plus. We went ahead and purchased for premiere access.
Mm-hmm.
Totally worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, you would spend more going to the regular movie theater. And I just have to say, it made me emotional because I remember when we had movie night for Mulan and you and I were so looking forward to going to see that in the movies. And then COVID hit and then they pushed back the timeline.
Yeah.
And then they just went premiere access on Disney Plus. And I remember like, wow, like that just being like, oh my gosh, like this is how we're living life right now. Everything's closed. And
yeah,
this is how we're doing movie night. And then doing it again with the girls yesterday and doing that, I just thought, I was like, you know what? That's so awesome, Disney. Like, thank you. Thank you for giving us still these moments and these things to look forward to and these happy times. And now it was like, this is an awesome family movie night at home. Like, I know it's different for you. I know you miss the theater, but it was really cool. It was a great movie. It was a great movie, and I know that, you know, hopefully now we're coming on the tail end of this and things will start opening up and we'll see life return back to as it was before.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was a really sweet kind of full circle little cycle.
Yeah,
to experience that again. And it was really cool. So those are my two like corny mom picks for the weekend.
Watch
with the kids, have a good little laugh, have a little cry. I cried so much.
You always cry,
I know.
Especially, you know, these types of movies. But the movie was great. I give it a solid 8.5.
You have to say which one you're talking about.
Raya.
Raya
the Last Dragon. And yes, it was movie night. We made it movie night, though. You know, like if you put in the small effort, like we went and we got popcorn. We called it movie night, you know, like
the girls were looking forward to it.
Yeah,
because like, we're like, we're going to do this treat. You know, we were trying to bribe Zoe. So mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, we're going to have family movie night. Like,
yeah. And can you watch a movie every single night? Yeah, sure. Could every night be family? Yeah. But that's not the point. The point is like you're saying, okay, this is movie night. Right. So, hey, we're going to get popcorn. And if you want to go get candy, you know, make it, do it up and, you know, turn it loud. All the lights are off, you know, whatever it is. I love the movies, love going to the theater. So if I had the choice, yeah, I'm going to the theater every single time. But that doesn't mean that there's not a tremendous value in
family
being able,
yeah,
in being able to like make an event out of something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example too that, you know, a family movie night out for us would cost 50, 60, maybe 70 bucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between the movie and probably like a quick little, you know, light meal somewhere, I would be, you know, 50, 60, 70 bucks, somewhere around there.
Are you talking about just us or with our kids?
No, with the kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking like 80 bucks.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Let's call it 80 bucks for $30 plus
$10 popcorn.
$10 popcorn, $40, and maybe some 99-cent candy, mm-hmm. right? You go to the 99-cent store, they got the Raisinets, they got some Red Vines, they got
Sour all kinds Patch of... Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, 99 cents, right? So what? It's 3 years old. So what? you know, it's totally worth it. It's totally worth it. Just to be able to make it a movie night and then...
And have that time.
And have the time, you know? And at some point, like you said, you were talking about earlier, at some point the kids aren't going to want to do it anyway. So you're...
Take advantage.
And they're going to be like, I want to go to my friend's house.
Or we're just going to be like such awesome parents that they're going to tell their friends, come to my house for family movie night. My mom and dad do the best things. Like, that's what I'm hoping for. But that's because you just totally peg me as like that mom. Like,
you
when
are
we're watching
that
Yes
mom.
Day, you're like, oh my God, that's you. Oh my God, that's you. And I'm like patting myself on the back because like, she's amazing.
So she's way overbearing.
That's a compliment.
Way overbearing.
I think I'm doing my job pretty well.
Helicopter mom. I call you the Chinook.
I am the Chinook of helicopter
parents.
Yeah,
you're the Chinook of helicopter parents.
That's all right.
But it's a good problem to have. I'd rather you be that way than just not give a crap.
Thank you.
So I'll take that problem. I'll take that problem any day of the week. Yes day was not great for me. I mean, it was good. But it's just too corny, too predictable, too corny.
All right. Oh, but, I really liked it.
However, if you wanted to do a yes day, I'm 100% in.
Oh, we're so doing a yes day.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
sure.
Fine. But I think the kids need to be a little bit older, and we'll do a yes day.
I'm with you. But and I want to get the book because I do want to read it to them because there are some rules involved. It kind of went a little quickly in the movie, but... There yeah. are some things involved, but it's also a great way, I think.
Who does that book?
Oh, I forgot the name of the author. I don't know it right now. But when I get the book, we can do a little video on it.
Oh, okay.
And we can talk about it. But I also think it's a great way to incentivize for, you know, kind of like a short term. Still working on it. Like, it's not going to be like, okay, this week, you know, and then... This week you do XYZ and then we're going to have our yes day. I think it's something that we can say like, hey, if you do this over the course of time, and granted our girls are young, so it does need to be a shorter amount of time. But, you know, one thing I'm working on with Alaya
like half a yes day.
Is picking up her toys at the end of the night. So if we can get a little chart going and she can cross off and then earn herself a yes day, then yeah, we can do something simple. And, you know, for them, it shouldn't be anything crazy right now.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I think it'll be a great incentive tool.
All right.
Oh man, we fit a lot in. It was a jam-packed week.
Yes. We wanted to put a lot into to this episode, so we kind of got all over the place, but that's all right. That's what we do. Hey, life is all over the place.
Extra entertainment for you guys.
So we're going to call it. We will catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for making us a part of your day.